Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
We've been talking about this idea of roots in us growing, and remember an offense, resentment, bitterness, negative attitudes, compulsive behaviors, depression, anxiety, all those are symptoms. They're just symptoms of a root. See? The Bible calls those fruit. That's fruit, but the wrong kind. We're supposed to produce the fruit of God's Spirit. Right? Not anxiety, not worry, not depression and anger and resentment and bitterness. See, those are all manifestations of the root. So we've been talking about getting to the root of the problem. And so that's what we want to do. When you get to the root of the problem, then you remove it. And now you can present somebody with the fruit of God's Spirit. Remember, the people who are the outcasts, the people who've been molested, people who've been abused verbally, physically, whatever, abandoned, God is on their side. You listening to me? God is on their side, and He's waiting for you to show up with what He put in you to assist them, to give them some fruit. Remember, apple trees aren't for, you don't eat your own apples. You're supposed to produce something for them. You see that? That's your purpose and call in life. We're not supposed to be echoing all the problems in our from the media and the world and what's going on in the world. We're supposed to produce some fruit that helps them. And when they taste your fruit, they want a little bit of it. Am I making sense? Donita works that way. I like that. There's some folks here today, they ate a little bit of her fruit. They come up here to find out what's going on. I'm not going to introduce you to them, but they're here. But I know why. Because they've tasted something. She brings something. Am I making sense? Well, he's bragging on Donita again. Yeah, I am. But now listen, I'm just trying to help you see something. When you produce fruit, people want it. You see that? Your children want it. If your children don't want it, you're the one that's producing the wrong stuff. You haven't dealt with your root issues yet. Oh, are you glad you came to church or not?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Okay, now listen. Let's go to our foundational scripture. And we're going to look at this after we read the vision. To build a people who are established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. All right. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Father, we thank You for Your presence today. We thank You for all that You're doing in the times we're living in. Father, sometimes we do not understand. We don't understand what's going on in Ukraine. But Lord, we know that you're too wise to make a mistake and too loving to be unkind. So, Father, we just pray for Ukraine right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, all those people over there would call on your name. You said, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. We bring them all before you right now. May they call on your name. There was a pastor over there. I saw him on the news sharing the gospel even while bombs were going off around him. And he had joy right in the middle of it. Lord, we thank you for his commitment. Lord, we thank you that he knows you. Lord, we thank you that you're doing a work, and we believe that you're doing a mighty work in the days we're living in. Father, help us to be a part of that. We trust you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. Now, remember, we've been, since the beginning of the year, we've been looking at this word of being committed. So you can't accomplish anything without commitment. And then when you really get into this word commitment, the biblical word commitment, it comes from, it's the Hebrew word Golgotha. And that's the hill that Jesus was crucified on. So what's the implication? The implication is you should be willing to die for what you're committed to. So commitment's a big deal in God's eyes. So, commitment. You can't accomplish a healthy marriage without commitment. You can't accomplish a career without commitment. You can't accomplish God's will without commitment. I'm just here to say, amen? You can't get much accomplished without commitment, amen? And so we need to understand. And even, you know what, even Goliath, theologians say that his head was buried in that hill. Remember when David held up his head after he cut his head off? They buried it in that region, and they believe it was buried in Golgotha's hill. Remember when David held up his head, he says, you want to be successful? This is how you get ahead. I always like to say that. He didn't say it that way, but if I was him, I probably would have said it that way. Huh. But now, but see, David was committed. And God calls you and I to be committed. Amen? And when we're committed, you see, you don't have to call people and chase them around. To get them to be committed to what they're committed to, because they're committed, right? Now look, he says, commit your way. Now remember, the word commit also means, it's from the camels. When the camels would be carrying a load, they would be on a journey and their water would be depleted. They would get down on their knees and they would roll their burden off. So the word commit means to roll away. To roll away. So here's the idea. So the people on the journey would say, okay, the camel is committed. So they would see him rolling off that burden off his back. They'd say, he's committed. So here's the idea. When you're committed, you start your day and you roll away your burden. You roll it onto the Lord. So you don't take that thing to work with you, and you don't take it throughout your day, because the devil has got people planted. The devil uses people. God uses people. The devil has people planted to speak to your burden, to make your burden heavier, to make your problem bigger. But if you've rolled it away, he doesn't have anything. And see, committed people check in with God before they even leave the house. Am I making sense? And so now you don't carry it. Now look, I found something this week that the word cast, remember it says, cast all your care, for he cares for you. This word cast, they used to put these big stones on Christians' backs to bring affliction and pain on them and kill them. And it meant to drop it. To drop the stone. Drop it and don't put it on there. Cast it. That's what it means. Drop it. Everybody say, drop it. So it doesn't mean you cast and throw a rock across the creek or you cast in a lure. It means drop it. So drop it before you even leave the house. Cast all your care upon Him. Amen. For He cares for you.
Amen.
You see that? Now look, look, look. The word trust. Remember? Henry Cloud said, everyone that comes in his office, the problem is a trust issue. A trust issue. Psychological, social, all trust issues. Because you see, people have been broken. And trust has been broken. Remember, we're born in this world in contradiction with God. Psychologically, sociably, spiritually, and physically. When you're born again, now you're just in a position to line all those areas up with God's will and His word. And that's called divine design. Now God calls you to line up with His divine design. And when you yield to that, you take on His nature and escape the corruption that's in this world through lust and deceitful desires. You see, now you're starting to act like God when you take on His nature. You can find that in 2 Peter chapter 1. You take on His nature. And that's the call of God on your life. Remember, God's call on your life always puts demands on your deficiencies. That's what makes you uncomfortable at times. Well, He's talking to me. Well, it's not me. It's God's word putting that demand. And you see, but you can yield to that, and God will help you with that. Is this making sense? Now, so trust means careless. Everybody say careless. So when I have trust, I can be careless. I trust Donita. It's like, woohoo! I can be careless. You know, we just carry on sometimes. We'll dance in the house. We'll carry on in the car. We just carry on wherever we go. We're laughing. Sometimes we make people uncomfortable. I can tell. We'll be out to eat and we're just laughing, gut laughing. We can be careless around each other. You see that? That's the way God wants us to live. Amen. Careless. See, care means anxiety. It means worry. See, if you're full of anxiety and worry, you can't live that way. Because you're trying to carry it. And it burdens you down. But if you're careless, this is what the word trust means in Hebrew. Careless. Trust also in Him. And what? He shall bring it to pass. See, when you trust Him, He brings it to pass. What? Your burden, your problem, whatever it is that's been weighing you down and keeping you from moving forward. But now look, sometimes He doesn't move it. Sometimes He just reveals something to you about it, and you think, why did I ever even look at it that way? Why did that even bother me? And it just goes away. God reveals it to you. You see, sometimes it's not a big deal, but you're making a big deal out of something. You see this? Now, this is huge. So this is what we're talking about, commitment. Now give me quickly Luke chapter 17. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. You see, committed people are committed to God's word. Amen? So, now look, look, look. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day returns to you saying, I repent, you shall forgive him. Amen. So God is saying, this is Jesus talking. He says, forgive him. 7 times in a day, forgive him 7 times. Keep forgiving him. The word forgiveness in the Greek language means let it go. Let it go. It means exhale. Let it go. When somebody does something wrong and against you, or you feel it's against you, you don't hold on to it. You let it go.
Amen.
You see that? You give it up. You forgive. Not tomorrow. Right now.
Amen.
This is what God is saying. Right now. This is where trauma, this is where abuse, this is where all this comes from. They have unforgiveness in their heart. Sometimes people have unforgiveness towards God. Well, why did God allow this to happen to me? And so they have this offense in their heart and they blame God. You see that? Well, why did God allow this to happen to me when I was little? It happened because of sin. You see that? But now you're born again. Now you're responsible for what happened to you. And how you respond now is what God is looking for. He wants you to be an instrument of His will to help other people with what happened to you. Huh? With your pain or whatever happened to you. God, you may have been abandoned. Whatever happened to you, God wants to use that to help heal someone else. You see that? But if you're all fixated and focused on yourself and full of yourself, you can't help anybody. Am I making sense? Now, let's look at this. So, this repentance and this forgiveness is a big deal. Give me the next one. And the apostles said to the Lord, and he's talking to the disciples, the apostles, and he's teaching them this. And he says to him, and the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. So now think about that. I don't like this any more than you do. Don't you? Were you all excited when I talked about that? How you're supposed to forgive people? You know, I told you sometimes people will pull in the parking lot and I'll think, oh boy, here we go again. But none of those are here today. But yeah, you understand what I'm saying. I'm just trying to help you see. We are called now. Because if you don't, you get contaminated with unforgiveness and bitterness. And it affects and infects your entire life and the relationships you have. Down to your children and your grandchildren. That's why this is so important to understand. Now, so look, they say, you know what they're saying? If you're asking me to do this, I'm going to need me some more faith. Because I don't have the faith. I don't have enough to be forgiving somebody seven times and them keep coming back. I don't have enough. Give me some more faith. Now, I like Jesus' response. Look at this. Give me the next one. So the Lord said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, mustard seed is one of the smallest seeds. Little bitty, tiny, itsy, weeny bit of faith.
Amen.
You can stop that thing from growing in you and destroying your life.
Amen.
You see this? Have faith as a mustard seed. You can say to this mulberry tree. Now, this mulberry tree he's talking about is the sycamine tree. The Old King James uses the word sycamine, and some other translations use the word sycamine. S-Y-C-A-M-I-N-E, sycamine tree. It's in the mulberry family. It's a very, very bitter tree. It produces bitter fruit. They grow in the Middle East, and we're going to talk about them today, again, because we need to understand it. And this is what he's saying. Trees and things as metaphors to teach and communicate spiritual truths, spiritual realities. He used things to teach. And that's what he's using this mulberry tree, this sycamine tree, to teach you a spiritual principle. Now look, he says, be pulled up by the roots and it be planted in the sea. He's saying if you have the faith of the mustard seed, you can pull that thing up by its roots and plant it in the sea. Why in the sea? Because the sea was salt water, and it couldn't grow It would die immediately. It can't grow in salt water. And so that's the idea. He can pull it up and it dies. But if you don't pull it up, it will grow. It will grow. Now, and it says it would obey you. It does. It obeys you. Because God gives you authority when you listen to Him. Amen? So, this is what God calls us to, is to keep our lives in such a way that we, when people bump into you, they bump into something else. You have an expression of Christ. You don't respond and act like everybody else. When they come into you with their negative attitude and their negative speech, and you're full of joy and full of peace, something's different up on there. You see that? That's because you got something different. And that's what God wants. He wants you to produce the fruit of His Spirit. See, Galatians 5:22 says the fruit of the Spirit is love, peace, joy, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness, self-control. All of those fruits only can be produced out of love, the love of God, the unconditional love. None of them can be produced out of man's love. Not one of them. All those are the fruit of God's Spirit. Remember, not fruits, fruit. One. It's all connected to in the love of God. You see, when you operate and function in the love of God, now you're able to give somebody kindness. See, kindness is not based on how you treat me. Kindness is never kindness when you give it to somebody who deserves it. Kindness is only when you give it to somebody who doesn't deserve it. That's God's kindness. He's not talking about being nice. You never find Jesus saying, be nice. You don't find it in there. But He says, be kind to the evil. Huh? Be kind. Give them something they don't deserve. You give them better than they give you. Always. And if you're not in a position to do that, it's because maybe you got another root growing. So forgiveness means let it go. Everybody say, let it go. Let it go, let it go, let it go. The weather outside is frightening. And so delightful. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Are you with me? Let it go. Folks, that's just, we ought to laugh about it. Because nobody's going to move me away from the mission God put me on this planet for. That's what Jesus said to Judas. He's getting ready to break bread. He said, go on and do what you have to do, but do it immediately. Do it quickly. You're not moving me from my mission. I am here because all these people, their salvation is in the balance. Nothing is going to... Children's salvation is in the balance because of your response. People you work with, people wherever you are in the balance because of your response. I know I get a little... But you know we need to, don't we? Because see, folks... This is the call of God on our life. Now look at this. Okay. Be aware that bitterness doesn't just hinder your walk with God. It will also impede your relationships with others. The fact is, you are bound. If you're bound by an offense towards another person, that bondage will affect your relationships as well as poison your attitude. Wherever you go. Because the roots are down deep. And they feed on resentment. They feed on hatred. They feed on abuse. Those roots feed on that. And that's what keeps it alive. So it can keep reproducing. Now. Now listen to me. And it affects every relationship. Now listen, this is huge. We don't want, this is like anger. He said to be angry and do not sin. Anger is an emotion. But folks, most people's anger is rooted in a bitter root. And it will rise up and it will cause problems. Major problems. Anger. But if you get rid of this root, you'll see that anger dissipate. When you refuse to forgive and let go of anger and resentment and animosity and bitterness, that offense will continue to work its destruction in your life. A past tense problem will become a present tense issue in your life when you refuse to let go of bitterness. If you don't get over that past offense, you will give it the power to damage and destroy your future. Let it go. Now, sometimes you know, the Bible says pursue in Hebrews 12:14, pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Sometimes people won't make peace with you. But you make peace with your God and you let it go. And that frees you to be you. Now you can still be free, even though they don't want to be, but they have to deal with that, right? And that's the idea. You want to make sure you're free so you can be, I'm free to be me. And that's what God wants. He wants you to be the best you can be. He's trying to show you the you haven't met yet. A lot of us don't even know fully who we are yet. But God's calling us to that. That's that call of God. He's calling us to that divine design. Now watch. Let's look at this tree that he's talking about real quick. It's the sycamine tree. And now, this tree was known for its root system. And it grows in the Middle East. And the roots are longer and deeper down in the ground than the tree is tall above ground. So the roots are so long, that's why they're hard to kill. You can chop them down, and they'll grow right back. Because the roots are so deep, they have a source of water and what they need to stay alive and reproduce. See, and like I said, that's what happens when we get an offense or hurt or wound in us. They go down deep and they feast on offense and lies. And so it keeps reproducing in us if we don't get it out of us. Now watch. So that's the first characteristic. So now, the second characteristic of this sycamine tree, this mulberry tree, is they grow fast. And they only grow in arid, dry places. They don't grow where there's a lot of rain and a lot of moisture next to a river. They grow out where it's arid and dry. You see, that's the way it is. When you get hurt by somebody, you want to isolate and pull away and just think about your hurt all the time. You see that? And then it just keeps growing and growing. So that's what, see what, God didn't make you, create you that way. You have needs, and one of your needs is people. We need people. You can't even fulfill God's will without people. You can't do it on your own. You need people.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
I've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.